In 1912, I was only a boy, hardly 10 years old. The summer was dry, the sun in the sky, where secrets burn like matches. In my Sunday best, I went down for a walk to Billy Barnum's house. He was alone, no one was home, so I had an idea. I said to Billy, let's go walking down in the ravine. There's no one here for miles, so we never will be seen. If your folks are in Peoria, they won't be back for hours, so let's go have some fun. We walked down through the tangle of trees. I lost my bearings twice, but then we emerged the top of the earth and watched in silent wonder. We stood tall on the edge of the bridge. A gust of wind blew through. I stumbled and weaved and reached for his sleeve to try and find my balance. Billy lost his footing and he slipped off of the edge. He caught himself with one hand on an overhanging ledge. But his strength would only last him for a minute, maybe two. But then he crashed down in the river. He crashed down in the river. Barnum.